and happy weekend. It is the official start of the weekend, and you know what that means. It is time for Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ. My name's Izzy. I am your host, and I've got a full hour of excellent music from some of West North Carolina's best local talent, and I'll be telling you about some of the places they're playing this weekend and the fantastic venues that host these musicians. I like to kick off each show by thanking our fantastic sponsors, including the Purple Onion in Saluda, J&M Farms, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, and who did I miss? J&M Farms, I think. I think that was all of them. That's what's so awesome about the show is we have so many sponsors that I sometimes lose track partway into telling you about them. A huge thank you to all of them. They are the reason why this show is possible and why we can provide this free service to local musicians. So huge thank you to them, and please support them as much as you can. If you are an artist or a venue, like I just said, this is a free service we provide. I don't always say that, but I don't want that to be a secret either. This is a service that we believe very strongly in, I believe very strongly in, and we're now four hosts deep into the show, if you include myself. All of us really believe in this mission and believe in what this show can do for local talent and getting the word out. So if you are looking to get your show a little extra promotion, or if you want to have one of your songs played, send me an email at 1600@WTZQ.com to be considered. Venues, same thing. Let me know what shows you've got coming up. Send me your live music schedule so that I have it. I try to include at least one show. If you send it my way, I'll try to include at least one show a month in there. So send that my way at 1600@WTZQ.com. You can tune into the show every Friday at 5 or when the show re-airs every Saturday at noon. You can also stream the show throughout the week at WTZQ.com. Also, speaking of, if you're going to send in songs to me, I have put a call out for Halloween songs every year. Every year that I've done it, we've done a big Halloween show. And this will be my first year doing it without Steve, which is bittersweet. But I know he really looked forward to the Halloween shows, and I look forward to doing them with him. And so last year, it was, there was the craziness of Helene, and at that point, we knew stuff was going on with Steve's health, and so we didn't do what we had done the first year we did it, which to me is still my all-time, with hands-down, favorite Local Artist Showcase we ever did, which is where we had talked about some local lore and played songs as well. And it was so much fun. And we didn't do it last year just because of the craziness of what was going on. And that's a big regret of mine. I wish that we had just muscled through it and done it anyway. But, I thought we'd have this year. So in kind of honor of him and how much he loved it and how much I enjoy it, I'm going to bring that back for this year's. So make sure you tune in. And it's exciting because it's actually literally falling on Halloween. So make sure you tune in for that show. And if you're a musician and you've got a Halloween tune, it can be a song that you wrote. It could be a Halloween classic cover that you send in. Either way, send it my way at 1600@WTZQ.com. I will just go ahead and warn you, though, just because you send it in, I may not choose it, only because we're very fortunate to have a ton of Halloween songs that have been sent to us. I'm going to try to really focus on some new ones this year, but I would love for you to send it my way for consideration. And if it happens to be a song about something, some local lore, send me a little information about that as well. I think that's just about all of my housekeeping items here at the top of the show. I'd like to go ahead and talk about our first band of the show. And this is exciting because this is the first musical show that has been put on at Flat Rock Cinema this season. This is not technically part of the Magnolia Concert Series. This is something a little different that they're trying out here. So this show is taking place Thursday, the 23rd. And this is a benefit for Conserving Carolina that Folkadelic Trio is going to be playing. Show starts at 6:30. and doors will open at 6. Tickets are $20. And again, this is going to help a local nonprofit. So you'll be supporting a good cause while also supporting a local band and venue. Folkadelic Trio is, of course, Jeff Michaels with Steve Kirkland and Sam Barker. I'm going to play a song of theirs here called Technologic Man.
We have pumped it in the rivers. We have poured it to the sky. We've abused and we've polluted till our progress passed us by. Now we're harvesting our planting. We are sharing our dues. And the seconds keep on burning at the fuse. Take a picture of the sunset. You can see it through the haze. Where there used to be horizon, now the skyline browns and fades. We have wiped out old diseases. We've invented many more. And the demons keep on knocking at the door. We have settled in the valleys. We have settled on the plains. We have settled in the mountains. Now it's time to move again. But the earth is getting warmer, and the seas are bound to rise. Oh, don't you wish we had another try? Stop the plan ahead, she'll breathe her last until she's dead. Gotta show a profit for the day. Never seen you look so grim. Chance of life is pretty slim. The technologic man will find a way.
Bed and your solace on the river road. she will slip on down the water to the blessings far.
That was Blessing Spot by Lily Syracuse. She is going to be performing at the Purple Onion on Thursday, the 23rd at 7:30. And that is a $10 show over there. You can go to purpleonionsaluted.com to purchase your tickets. Before that was Folkadelic's Technologic Man. And they are performing at Flat Rock Cinema this Thursday, also Thursday, the 23rd. That is a benefit for Conserving Carolina. That show is 6:30 to 8. Tickets are $20 at flatrockcinema.com. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I will be right back with more shows to tell you about and songs to play. Stay tuned in.
Hey, it's B-Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, Anderson. It's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing, right here in beautiful downtown Hendo. In addition to our award-winning beers, we've now got a full bar, and there's always something happening here. From live music nearly every night to trivia on Tuesdays, karaoke, and big shows on the weekends. The Waha Tap Room is always buzzing with energy, and there's a seat waiting for you. We're your community hub, so please drop by and enjoy a pint with some amazing tunes. Did I mention that we now have a full bar? Hope to see you down at Ocklawaha. Cheers.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music six nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine, and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Up next, I have Kately Bryant. She's going to be performing at Trailside Brewing this Sunday, the 19th, starting at 2 p.m. And I got to tell you, Trailside's always a whole lot of fun. This time of year, though, I don't know what it is. I just love it over there. I think with the trail open, especially, and the weather being so nice, it's just, it's a perfect place to go and be able to walk a little bit on the trail, get a little bit of exercise if you would like, and you can go grab a beer or a cocktail, whatever. They've got all the things, whatever you're into. Grab a drink. Now the kitchen is open over at Trailside, so they've got some excellent food, I've heard. It's crazy that I've yet to actually try it. Don't tell them I haven't tried their food yet, because that's not a good look for me. But they have their kitchen open over there. I'm dying to go. I wish I could go this weekend. It's got back-to-back shows this weekend, but eventually I'm going to get out there and try their food. And so they've got the new kitchen open. They've got all their drinks. They've got great outdoor seating. I know Sunday right now is the weather's kind of looking a little iffy. So if by chance it is not the best weather to be sitting outside, their inside space is fantastic too. They have, you know, the brewery side of it where Kate will be playing. But you can kind of go back and forth and be able to hear her still in the Grove area, which is a little more intimate space. So this time of year over at Trailside is just fantastic. So go check it out. Sunday would be a great day to go do it, because that's where Kate will be. And if you would like a little taste of what Kate sounds like, here is your minute and 14 seconds of it. Here is a song of hers called Roots.
I grow with my roots in the air, like a tree by a storm from somewhere I don't know, but I grow with my roots in the air, like some upside down freak at which you might stay. You don't know why I grow with my roots in the air, never held to one place, don't belong anywhere that I know, but I grow.
Dropped out of college at the age of 21. Was majoring in women and the art of having fun. Not a clue what he should do next. He needed a job and so he sent out a text. Yeah. Showed up for work. He didn't forget, surfing the couches of people that he met. Saw a tattooed girl with a ring in her lip. She was working the club and so he bought a membership. Yeah, that's what he did. Hanging at the bar, sitting in with a band. Got an idea, turned it into a plan. Might not make him rich or be a cash cow, but he could blow that heart. He's a blues man now. We'll be right back. The tattooed girl said she was moving on. The interstate was calling, but he could tag along. Made it cross a river before the van broke down. He lives in Cincinnati, he's a blues man now. Bar sitting in with the bands. Got an idea, turned it into a plan. Got some online groupies, still not sure how, but he's making a living. He's a blues man now.
That was Three Shades of Grey with their song Blues Man. They're performing at Souther Williams Vineyard this Sunday, the 19th at 2 p.m. Souther Williams is out in the Fletcher area. It is, I think a lot of people think it's a bit of a hike. It really isn't. It's out in kind of the Hooper's Creek area. I guess it depends on where you live, but it's right here close to town and super beautiful vineyard. I say this all the time, but their view is really awesome. It's really cool because it's unique in that they're kind of down in the valley, so their view is looking up at the mountains, which I think is really cool. So yeah, and just also you couldn't find sweeter staff and owners either, so go check that out. That again, Sunday is when Three Shades of Grey will be playing there, and Kaitlee Bryant, who played before that song with her song Roots, is going to be at Trailside also on Sunday at 2 p.m. I'm going to take another quick break here, and I will be right back.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema. Located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen, we feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Hey, Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing, right here in beautiful downtown Hendo. In addition to our award-winning beers, we've now got a full bar, and there's always something happening here. From live music nearly every night to trivia on Tuesdays, karaoke, and big shows on the weekends. The Waha Tap Room is always buzzing with energy, and there's a seat waiting for you. We're your community hub, so please drop by and enjoy a pint with some amazing tunes. Did I mention that we now have a full bar? Hope to see you down at Ocklawaha. Cheers.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase. Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase, officially halfway through the show here. And up next, we have a musician that I'm not sure we've ever, or at least I've not had on the show before. I think it was already in our system, so I'm sure he's been on the show in the past, but I don't think I've ever played this musician on the show before. So excited to share this song with you. And it was fun to find. It's always fun to find new songs in my system over here, in my folders, I should say. So this is Spalding McIntosh. He's performing at Sideways Farm and Brewery this Sunday, the 19th at 12:30. I don't see this name very often. I recognize it, but I don't see them playing in Henderson County very often. So this would be a good chance to try to catch them. Spalding McIntosh is going to be, again, at Sideways Farm and Brewery on Sunday, the 19th, starting at 12:30 p.m. And this is a song of theirs called Little Things.
Yeah. I've been running all these highways, singing about the places that I've been. I get caught up in the moment, making friends I'll never see again. That don't mean it don't mean nothing, it's just part of the life I'm living in. I make the most of what I'm given, I'm playing with the hand that I've been dealt. Nothing glamorous about it, I pay my bills like anybody else. These wheels keep turning, keep my front parts light burning while I'm gone. I don't care too much to talk about my burden. Break bread with the people that I love. One thing in this world I know for certain, the little things are more than enough.
Ooh. Take my advice, take my car, take my wallet, you won't get far. Take me with a grain of salt or two. Take my house and my TV. They ain't even mine, they're just rentals, you see. There ain't too much worth taking from me, except you. Cause you take the good and the bad, the only thing that I've ever had, and I just don't want you taken from me. Take my word, take my phone, take anything that I own. Take me for granted, if you will. Take my booze and my cigarettes, take anything that I have left. Take everything you want to, except you. You take my heart and soul, places I never thought they could go, and I just don't want you taken from me. Take my pulse, take my blood pressure, I think it went up. And take your sweet time while you're nursing me. Take my love, take good care. Take my thoughts from out of the air. And take me anywhere you wanna be. Well, it's true. You take the good and the bad, the only thing that I've ever had, and I just don't want you taken from me. Take my wallet, you won't get far. And take me with a grain of salt or two. Take my house and my TV. They ain't even mine, they're just rentals, you see. There ain't too much worth taking from me, except you. You take my heart and soul, places I never thought they could go, and I just don't want you taken from me. You take the good and the bad, you're the only thing that I've ever had, and I just don't want you taken from me. I just don't want you taken from me.
That was Take by Brian Ashley Jones. He's going to be performing with Melanie Jean at St. Paul Mountain Vineyards on Sunday the 19th, starting at 2:30. Before that, again, was Spalding McIntosh with his song Little Things. He's going to be performing at Sideways Farm and Brewery on Sunday the 19th at 12:30. I'm going to take another quick break here, and I will be back with some honorable mentions of some shows that I will not have time to play music for, and I'm going to squeeze in a couple more songs as well. So stay tuned in. I'll be right back.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing, right here in beautiful downtown Hendo. In addition to our award-winning beers, we've now got a full bar, and there's always something happening here. From live music nearly every night to trivia on Tuesdays, karaoke, and big shows on the weekends. The Waha Tap Room is always buzzing with energy, and there's a seat waiting for you. We're your community hub, so please drop by and enjoy a pint with some amazing tunes. Did I mention that we now have a full bar? Hope to see you down at Ocklawaha. Cheers.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine, and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Welcome to the last segment of Local Artist Showcase here on The Q. I have a few honorable mentions. Specifically, I wanted to show a little love to our sponsors and let you know what they've got going on this weekend. I wish I had time to play music for every show and artist that's playing in a given weekend here in Henderson County, but then we would basically finish the show just in time for me have to start the next show, because I think it would literally take a week to get through everybody. So I try to fit in as many as I can. But going on this weekend, I've already told you about Purple Onion and Flat Rock Cinema. J&M Farms, in addition to a band I'm getting ready to play here towards the end of the show, they also have, they've got two shows going on tonight. I'll tell you about the other one here in a bit, but the later show going on tonight from 8 to 11 is Tracy Davis and the TMI Band. On Saturday, they've got Three Shades of Grey from 5 to 8, and on Sunday, they've got Hope Griffin from 2 to 5. And I don't know if I said this, but the late show tonight starts at 8 p.m. Over at Ocklawaha Brewing, tonight, Friday, they've got the Raphael Graves Band from 8 to 11. That is a $7 cover. On Saturday, from 2 to 5, Cecilia Marie. And then from 8 to 11, the Heavy Lifters are playing. And then on Sunday, they've got The Brew performing from 4 to 6. I'm going to go ahead and play these last couple of artists here. Time flies when you're having fun. We're winding down here. Ryan Taylor Price Band is performing at Blue Ridge Beer Garden on Saturday, the 18th at 4 p.m. I have not heard him. I've heard him solo, and I've heard him part of other groups. I don't think I've seen him put anything out that has been billed as the Ryan Taylor Price Band. So this would be a good chance to see what this lineup is all about and who's in it. I don't know too much about it. So go check it out. That's on Saturday the 18th at 4 p.m. This is a song of Ryan Taylor Price's called Future in Her Eyes.
She's the kind of girl who's always on time, and you can see the future in her eyes. She had to grow up young, the burden falls to some. You can see the future in her eyes. You know she can be kind, but she's got an axe to grind. I'd try to stay on her good side. When she says I love you best, it's both a challenge and a test. I would take it as a sign. She's the kind of girl who likes to take her time. I'd give all my by her side. And if you're looking back, 'cause you think you got off track, you can always see the future in her eyes. You know your future's bright, like headlights in the night. Just try and keep between the lines. See the future in her eyes. She had to grow up young, the burden falls to some, and you can see the future in her eyes. You can see the future in her eyes. You can see the future in her eyes.
Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment. Finishing out the show, that was the Geriatric Jukebox with their Young Bloods cover of Get Together. They are at J&M Farms currently. They'll be there until 7 p.m. though, so if you are riding around your car right now, go ahead and head that direction. Stop by. You'll be able to catch their last set. And like I said earlier, they've got some music later on tonight as well going on at J&M Farms. I have a very busy weekend of music. Unfortunately, though, none that you will be able to attend. This is a wedding weekend, not just for Mark and Paige and Hunter, but for me as well, although I'm not getting married. I just realized how I worded that was a little misleading. I am just performing at a ton of weddings this weekend. Look at me. I'm getting ready to start some crazy rumor about myself. I've got, of course, I'm going to be over at Hunter Bell's wedding tonight and tomorrow, helping them out with music and doing a little DJing over there, which I don't normally do, but I'll be doing over there and hit and play and stop and, you know, all that fun stuff. And so I'm excited to be there for Hunter's big day and a big day for Mark and Paige as well. So that's going on this weekend. And then on Sunday, because I'm a little crazy, I booked another wedding that I'll be performing here in town. So it's the weekend of love going on here in Henderson County this weekend. And I'm so excited and honored to be a part of these big days. And I think that's one of the coolest things about what I do is I am sometimes there for really sad parts of people's lives. I've played funerals and celebration of lives, and I've played weddings, and I've played birthday parties, and it's just really cool. And this year I've played a couple of really big events for other people, and I don't know, there's something about being there, even if I'm just the background music, getting to actually kind of watch the interactions and see people come together and families that love each other and friends and people having a good time and gathering in real life together. I don't know. There's something really magical about that and special about that, and knowing that I'm playing a small part in these people's big days or just big parts of people's lives, good or bad. It's just a really, really cool part of my job. And there's not many jobs where you get to be a part of all those different types of events all at once. So anyway, it just goes to show you that music is needed and it moves people. And I don't know, I'm now kind of going on my own rant here, but I so appreciate if you've ever hired me for a event of yours, thank you. If you ever hired local musicians for an event of yours, thank you. Thank you for supporting local musicians in any way, whether it is hiring them for an event of yours or just going out to a local brewery and vineyard and seeing them live. It really means a lot to us, and it helps keep this industry alive and well. With that, I'm going to do my last few housekeeping items here before I let you go. I want to say a huge thank you to our sponsors, J&M Farms, Oklawaha Brewing Company, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, and the Purple Onion in Saluda. You can tune into the show every Friday at 5 or Saturday at noon when the show re-airs. You can also stream it throughout the week by visiting WTZQ.com. Also, remember, I'm looking for Halloween tunes, so if you've got any spooky tunes, whether it's ones that you have wrote or if it's, that was bad grammar, songs that you've written, or if it is a well-known cover of a Halloween tune, whatever it may be, send it my way. 1600@WTZQ.com is my email. Also, let me know what shows you've got coming up. And of course, I'm also accepting non-Halloween songs as well. So if you've got a single or an album that's coming out, let me know about that as well. Venues, let me know what you got going on. All the things, put it in that 1600@WTZQ.com email. I think that just about does it for me. I'm going to get out of here. I want to go ahead and give my normal disclaimer. I did record this show a little bit early because in current time, I am in wedding mode over with Hunter Bell and her wedding. So if anything has changed in the last couple of days, I won't be able to tell you about it. So as always, go and check websites and Facebook pages for any potential changes before you head out to the venue. With that, I hope you have a great rest of your week, your weekend, and I will see you on Monday on the run and back on Local Artist Showcase on Friday. Get out there, see some live music. I'll see you next week. Stay tuned.
And listen local.